Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph. He's going to join us in the noon hour. We're going to ask him how he feels about his teammate Justin Reed calling out Antonio Brown. Seth Payne threw this question out there. Jonathan Joseph is going to be the one that has to cover AB when the Texans face the Raiders. Justin Reed, he can help over the top, but he's not going to be the one covering him.
I mean, he will to a degree.
Yeah, well, we'll see how the veteran feels about that when he joins us in the noon hour. Keep it locked right here. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Monday. Sports Radio 610. Texans have had a quiet offseason in regards to free agency. We're 9 shows away from the draft. They're going to have 3 of the top 55 picks. John Lopez has a list of the 10 dumbest things that teams have done during the NFL offseason through free agency. Mm-hmm. Let's see if the Texans make that list.
All right, so these are the people always talk about the 10 best moves in the offseason. These are the 10 according to our buddies over at Dan Benton over at Larry Brown Sports. He does these lists all the time. We really like it. So he came up with the 10 worst offseason moves. And it's interesting because there is a little bit of a Texans connection on some of these and a big connection on another. All right, so the first one, no big deal. Seahawks bank on Jason Myers. They cut his kicker instead of Janikowski. No big deal there, all right? Let's go to another one. The Bills sign Frank Gore. I forgot they even signed Frank Gore. But they're going to open the 2019 regular season with LeSean McCoy as their primary back. Number 2, Chris Ivory, they released in favor of 35-year-old Frank Gore.
What's wrong with that?
How much more does he have, really?
He's been saying that for damn near seven years.
He's like the Tom Brady of running backs.
We've been saying that for damn near 7 years, and he's always out there. He's hot and ready. He's like a Little Caesar's pizza.
All right, so Figgy, get in on a couple of these. The Browns re-signed Greg Robinson, who's a penalty machine, as they say. He's been an underachiever since they got him in the second round, right?
Well, I think that's somebody we signed.
Yeah,
we signed him last year.
They drafted, but since he was drafted, I should say.
Yeah, he actually played pretty good eventually as the season went on.
It says since week 9 he didn't allow a sack, but they said he's a penalty machine. That's going to be a big mistake.
Yeah.
Seems like a project.
How about this one? The Chiefs traded D Ford to the 49ers. One of the worst moves of the offseason.
I think it was a huge mistake. You look at what the Chiefs did. They got rid of Justin Houston, who went to Indianapolis. D Ford's gone. I know the defense wasn't good, but that's all of the pressure that they applied to the quarterback. And then to make matters worse, they handed out the worst contract that we've seen this offseason, paying Honey Boo Boo $15 million or whatever that is.
I don't think
you pay Tyrann Mathieu $15 million and let everybody else go. And now Tyrann Mathieu
and Justin Houston.
Yeah, Justin Houston to the Colts.
Yeah.
And now Tyrann Mathieu is making it clear that, because they got rid of Eric Berry's gone as well. I know he was hurt, but Tyrann Mathieu's making it clear he's not a cover two safety, which to me is crazy. So you're telling me.
How did he make that clear? How's your relationship with the Honey Badger?
Never been stronger. Yeah. Never been stronger. Me and Honey Badger are extremely tight.
How was your Twitter exchange yesterday?
I don't even know what you're talking about, John Lopez. But when you're coming out and saying that you're a box safety, that's weird. Because box safeties don't typically get $15 million a year. But we saw what the Honey Badger was last year. He was okay. But $15 million a year and you lose all those guys on defense, I think you could just put on that list of the dumbest things, and we're going through the dumbest things done this NFL offseason, I think you could just title Kansas City's defensive moves, period. And I think you could almost put it at the top of that list.
All right, what about another one on the list, the Giants trading Odell Beckham Jr. and signing Golden Tate? OBJ was not going to be there, right? And Golden Tate.
I mean,
they
locked him up long term, but they're basically committed to a rebuild now, right?
But they bring in Golden Tate for like a kind of a bridge?
I guess.
I don't know about that one. All right, and these last two for me are something that definitely could affect the Texans. The Steelers trading Antonio Brown for peanuts was dumb, and he's saying it's dumb for the Steelers, which I don't think he was ever going to be there. It was irreparable damage. But they're saying they got nothing in return for Antonio Brown.
There's zero doubt about that. And Antonio Brown is the one who basically screwed over the Steelers by doing everything he did. Now the Steelers are sitting there with Juju Smith-Schuster as their number one. James Washington, the second-year player out of Oklahoma State, is their number two. Ben Roethlisberger's getting all kind of criticism. And you don't have one of the best receivers in the game. The first receiver in NFL history, Antonio Brown, to have six straight 100-catch seasons. And you get as little as they got from the Raiders. It's not a good look. It's a good move for the Raiders, I guess. I mean, it could backfire. But they rolled the dice. And I know if Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain had done that, we would be all in favor of it.
All right, well, here's the one I was getting to. I don't want to get your thoughts on this because I thought it was a decent deal. But let me just read it verbatim. The Colts gambling big on Devin Funchess. Here's what it says. He was allowed to walk into free agency without restriction, and many expected him to seek out a one-year prove-it deal in the offseason. Instead, the Colts decided to splurge on the underperforming product, signing him to a one-year $10 million deal, making the deal even more curious. The Colts added an additional $3 million in potential escalators and incentives. That means Funchess, who has never had more than 65 receptions or 850 yards, could be one of the highest paid receivers in all of football.
I disagree with this. I think this was a good move for the Colts. Honestly, I don't think Funchess is a franchise receiver, but Colts had a good offense last year with just T.Y. Hilton and a bunch of guys you never heard of. Mm-hmm. Funchess is on that one-year prove-it deal, which we like here. I know Brian Gain's a big fan of that. And you can overpay guys when you have as much cap space as the Colts had. You're not invested long-term. Maybe Funchess finds his groove with the surroundings he has with the Colts, including T.Y. Hilton. I kind of disagree with him on this. I think this is actually a good move for the Indianapolis
Colts.
I'm
actually in agreement with you. That's why I wanted to throw this one out there, because I thought it was a good deal. And then after hearing their argument against it, I'm like, the key thing for me, he says, you know, $3 million in potential escalators and incentives. Well, those don't kick in unless you reach them, unless you do have more than, the 65 catches or the 850 yards. And nobody's sure exactly what those escalators are yet. But what I'm saying, let's say, you know, if the argument against Funchess is 65 catches and 850 yards, you got to believe the $3 million has something to do with hitting those numbers.
And usually when lists like this are made, it's almost like the draft. It's almost like draft grades, because the teams that spend a lot of money on the Le'Veon Bells, the Raiders with Trent Brown and all these contracts, until you see them actually play, they're not going to make a list of the dumbest moves. It's mm-hmm. years down the line when you look back and say, you know, Ndamukong Suh's contract with the Dolphins looked dumb. They won the offseason when it actually happened. It's like the NFL draft grades. You know how the Raiders have those three first-round picks?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who the hell they take. They will be at the top of guys who won the draft, regardless of what happens. So it's these kind of lists, you're not going to put the Raiders or all these teams that spent a lot of money on the top. It's usually the second-tier moves. But I think some of those moves were actually good. I think the losers of the offseason so far have been the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that is by far the biggest loser of the offseason.
I agree. Now, as far as the Texans are concerned, they didn't make the list. But did you see what Aaron Wilson was tweeting yesterday regarding Jadeveon Clowney?
The great Aaron Wilson. What was he saying?
That apparently, it's not really like breaking news. It was kind of confirmation that the Texans and Clowney are not close on that signing, and that they don't expect it to be close, and that they don't expect him to participate in anything this offseason.
Wouldn't surprise me. I don't think they want to invest in him yet. I think they want to lease him for a year, and they want to lease to buy. But that's just our opinion. We'll talk to John McClain about it yesterday. He's going to be covering all the activities. And speaking of those activities, Jonathan Joseph going to call into the show in about an hour. We're going to see how he's feeling after the offseason. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. The Astros and Rockets both made statements yesterday. Are the Rockets in cruise control? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.